Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Going to be a real nice evening tonight for bands on the beach. Who's the band over there tonight? Is it it's Cadillac Willie. That's who it is. Okay. 7 o'clock, they'll hit the Casino Pavilion stage 7. The reason I'm getting to this, Austin has tonight's forecast for us, but he does have a 5-day forecast he's looking at pretty seriously here. And so Austin will be tapping into him in about 3 or 4 minutes. But right now, let's go ahead and take a look at 3 important things that you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top 3 stories.
Okay, tropical moisture is surging east of the Florida Peninsula as Invest 93L sets the stage for several days of widespread rain. As a system shifts into the eastern Gulf tomorrow, the NHC, giving it a 40% chance of tropical development over the next couple of days. The system moving westward will track south of Pensacola. The advisory now includes Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
And the Escambia School Board is voting today on updates to its challenged books policy. The policy modifications come after the school board voted to remove banned and challenged books from Escambia Public Schools media centers. Once approved, the updated policies will classify the school board's decisions on challenged books.
Okay, and this is the final of the 3 stories, and this is a real important one because I want to tell you, I got an earful when Bobby Rossi and I were doing the Blue Angel show on Saturday. Had a lot of folks come by, and we really appreciate that when you let us know what's going on out there, at least in your perspective. 86% of locals saying the high cost of parking at the Beach Air Show will stop them from attending future events.
Understandable.
It was the number one complaint this past weekend. Some attendees paid hundreds of dollars for a spot, and now the locals want to know why. I don't blame them because I am a local and I'm asking that same question. Escambia Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger announced a plan on Monday addressing traffic congestion at the beach. She emphasized the need to optimize the Casino Beach parking lot.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, we'll squeeze in a couple of these for you. Work begins on a storm drain project on West Quintet Road this week. That means the road will close to through traffic this Friday. Detours will be in place along Highway 95A and Quintet Lane while the work is ongoing. Those driving on the road during construction should use extra caution and follow crew instructions and posted signs. The road is expected to reopen by September 6th.
4:15, Austin Price, as promised, is taking a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, it's safe to say this is a local headline in itself. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, where students thrive in a safe environment designed to build a solid foundation. You can learn more at enrollpca.com/radio. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Got some heavier backups than usual on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some on Davis Highway traveling southbound as you're approaching Olive Road. And got some backups on Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound. This is going to be right where Michigan Avenue meets Softly Field Road. There was an accident reported there, so be on the lookout for that. Also got some trouble at the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox Street. So there's a lot going on in Pensacola alone. Outside of that, Navarre Parkway is giving us trouble if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and so is Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, 97 degrees right now, low of 78 tonight. Got some rainfall chances creeping up over the course of the next few days, where your highs are going to start lessening. Friday's high currently has a around 88 degrees with a 90% chance of showers.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a Florida man who killed 2 people outside a bar is scheduled to be executed this evening. Gary Baumgarten, down in Stuart, Florida.
54-year-old Michael Bernard Bell was convicted in 1995 for the murders of Jimmy West and Tamika Smith. His would be the 8th execution in Florida this year. A 9th one is scheduled for later this month. 25 men have been executed so far in the United States this year. That's equal to last year's total. Florida has executed more people than any other state this year. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis has taken a victory lap over several top rankings for the state of Florida. And he says there's now another area where the state is top in the nation, religious liberty. The governor says Florida has been ranked number one by the Texas-based First Liberty Institute. That's a nonprofit law firm that litigates First Amendment cases. He adds that religion is central to our way of life, but has been under assault over the last decade.
Okay, and this is... Well, we knew it was coming. Black bears in the panhandle may want to avoid the area south of the 10 freeway starting in December. FWC preparing to launch the state's first bear hunting season. Commissioners are expected to approve the proposed 23-day session. That should happen sometime next month.
All right, and Alligator Alcatraz continues to draw protesters. A group was at the immigrant detention facility in the Everglades again yesterday, despite the rain. A Miami woman says she has been protesting every day this month, and one came from as far away as Missouri, another from Tampa, and they told local news outlets she believes inmates are being treated inhumanely.
Why does she stay in her own state? That's what I want to know.
Mind your business.
No, I'm just curious. I mean, what is she supposed to do? Where is she? Missouri? Is that what you said?
One of them came from Missouri, another from Tampa. One came from Miami.
All right. I repeat my question. What in the heck is she doing down in Florida complaining?
I don't know.
All right. While we're on the subject of Florida, Florida Congresswoman is introducing a bill that would give undocumented immigrants working in the U.S. an opportunity to stay here. Now, this may solve a lot of problems if this works out.
Right.
I'm with you. Okay, here's Jeff Manasso.
Republican Congresswoman Maria Salazar introducing a bipartisan migrant dignity bill that she tells Fox and Friends does not provide amnesty or a path to citizenship, but would allow migrants working and living in the U.S. the opportunity to continue doing so.
Who have been here for more than 5 years, that have been contributing to the economy, who do not have a criminal record, and those people are the ones who deserve some type of dignity.
Rep. Salazar's bill would also include a 1% tax on migrant salaries over 7 years, with no federal tax dollars being spent on insurance or other programs for migrants. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, the Backstreet Boys. Look at those eyes light up over here with Austin.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go. Backstreet Boys. Brian Luttrell sues a Florida sheriff for refusing to remove trespassers from his property. Could be a problem. Michelle Polino's back with the details.
Backstreet Boys singer Brian Luttrell is suing Walton County, Florida, claiming the sheriff's office refuses to keep trespassers off his private beach. In a new lawsuit filed by his LLC, Luttrell says he put up a no trespassing sign, tables, chairs, and umbrellas to mark the property line along the Gulf Coast, but trespassers continue to violate the boundary daily. The suit seeks to force the sheriff's office to act. Luttrell says he even signed a trespass authorization form allowing law enforcement to warn or arrest violators, but claims the department has refused to take any action. On May 4th, a deputy allegedly spoke to a trespasser, but refused to remove them, saying the person doesn't agree with private beaches. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, and Lady Gaga, I figured I'd bring her up since we're talking about some pop culture icons here. Lady Gaga taking her world tour to the Sunshine State. The Mayhem Ball will visit Miami and a few other North American cities before heading to Europe. The trek kicks off this Wednesday, tomorrow, July 16th, at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas before heading to Seattle and NYC. Gaga performs in Miami on August 31st.
I hope she brings a raincoat along with her because the weather down in the southern part of the state is really miserable. A lot of rain.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll clear up by August 31st.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's the hope. 420 on the dot here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Sergeant R.J. Anderson's dream was to take to the skies.
I've always wanted to be a soldier, but my ultimate goal was to be a pilot. I think I was meant to fly. I had just applied to be a part of the 160th SOAR Regiment, and I was going to airborne school that next Monday. So I decided to go on a motorcycle ride with my buddies. We were going through a turn, and that's all I remember. That's the day everything changed. I was told by the doctor that I would never walk again. Thanks to Paralyzed Veterans of America, competing in adaptive sports lit my fire again. They help you transition for the rest of your life to that individual that you want to be. Sports like hand cycling really pushes you to find who you are in that redefining moment after injury. With PVA Sports, I've found my freedom. Now when I think about my future, the possibilities are endless.
For more information, visit PVA.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Attention boaters! Marine Max Pensacola invites you to Cheeseburger in Paradise, a two-day raft-up event on the beautiful shores of Fort McRae. This Friday and Saturday, get ready for loads of fun in the sun, complimentary cheeseburgers from Southern Grits Culinary, and live entertainment from Ben Lofton and the family. Don't miss the event of the summer, brought to you by Marine Max Pensacola, your premier Grady White, Boston Whaler, Sea Ray, and Aquila dealer. Register today at marinemax.com.
Join Claimology Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's Thursday at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. President Trump is touting the results of June's consumer price index. They were pretty good, even as inflation slightly rising here. Here's Max Gordon with the report.
With inflation increasing, analysts currently predict the Federal Reserve will maintain current rates. The Fed has been taking a wait-and-see approach, and President Trump hasn't liked that. He posted on Truth Social, consumer prices low, bring down the Fed rate now. He also had some harsh words yesterday for Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, saying that rates should be below 1%. President Trump has even gone so far as to call for Powell to resign, but Powell will likely need to see that inflation is under control before signing off on rate cuts. The Bureau of Labor Statistics June Consumer Price Index data showing inflation rose to 2.7% year over year last month. That's compared to 2.4% year over year in May and 2.3% in April.
Okay, 424 News Radio 92.3. Yep, we are watching that money today. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks finishing mixed following an inflation reading that was relatively tame but still ticked up slightly in June from May. The consumer price index rising 2.7% in June annually, and core PCI excluding food and energy was up 2.9%. The data is unlikely to sway the Fed's course of interest rates. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower except for tech, which boosted the tech-heavy NASDAQ for a new record close. The Dow winners, Apple, Microsoft, which notched a record high, and NVIDIA, the Dow decliners, American Express, Goldman Sachs, and Home Depot. The Dow falling 436 points, the NASDAQ up 37, S&P 500 down 25. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425 Austin Price, and looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see. All right, there were several spots of note in our last update. And that appears to still be the case now. Got some backups at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. There was an accident reported there that's causing backups on both roads at this time. Also have some backups developing on Airport Boulevard if you're traveling westbound towards Davis Highway. And on I-10, if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp, congestion is worse there than usual. And those are just a few of your biggest spots. As for your weather, sitting at around 97 degrees, low of 78 tonight. The next several days, we'll see highs starting to creep down, but that's because rain chances are creeping up.
Yeah, absolutely right. And speaking of rain chances, a lot of it in the Northeast. They are getting pounded by heavy rain with more storms on the way. Fox Weather's Haley Meyer has the details from Plainfield, New Jersey.
The Northeast got rocked yesterday evening as a slow-moving cold front moved through the region, creating New York City's second wettest hour on record, only coming in second place to Ida. Floodwaters across New Jersey rose up to 10 feet. North Plainfield got hit exceptionally hard with rising creeks and rivers. Multiple homeowners reporting feet of water inside of their homes and businesses. Unfortunately, two fatalities were reported in Plainfield, New Jersey. Now, the unfortunate truth is we have even more rain coming towards the Northeast over the next few days. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible today, but only get amplified over the next few days. In Plainfield, New Jersey, Haley Meyer, Fox Weather.
And the man accused of killing a Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband is being indicted by a federal grand jury. Authorities allege that Vance Belter killed former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman, her spouse, and their dog last month. Belter is also accused of shooting a state senator and his wife. He's charged with murder, stalking, and firearm offenses, and faces state charges of murder and attempted to murder.
Well, this auto pen situation getting pretty interesting here. A new report alleges former President Biden's chief of staff, he actually authorized the use of an auto pen for issuing preemptive pardons for officials like former White House health advisor Anthony Fauci. Well, this kind of jacked a lot of senators up there, and now Rand Paul is calling on the DOJ to launch an investigation into Fauci.
Will they try to backpedal and say Biden was somehow involved? I think that's what they'll try. But an auto pen pardon, preemptive pardon, there's a lot to go on here. The only way we could actually get this into court is hopefully the DOJ would do their job, indict Anthony Fauci for the felony of lying to Congress, and then take it to court.
And authorities in Greece are investigating the fatal shooting of a UC Berkeley professor. According to reports, Shemyslav Yazorsky was shot five times at point-blank range on July 4th, which was also the day of his custody hearing. Greek authorities have not revealed any details about a possible motive in the killing of the professor, who is affectionately known as PJ. His family will have to work with lawyers from three different countries as they seek justice.
Not a typical type of Tuesday. It's a who's who of defense and security, and it began today, but the Defense Department pulled all of its expected speakers from the annual Aspen Security Forum. Very strange move. We're following it. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
Monday, a day before the summit began, the Pentagon announced it was pulling out of the Aspen Security Forum. The DOD said in a statement they will no longer be participating in an event that promotes the evil of globalism, disdain for our great country, and hatred for the president. Big names were expected, like Admiral Samuel Paparo, commander of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. A fireside chat called Building the Arsenal of Innovation with the Pentagon CTO is now a chat with Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Response, Adam Bowler. He works out of the State Department. The Aspen Institute said in a statement, it's unfortunate the Pentagon's opted not to participate, but that their invitation remains open. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Attorney General Pam Bondi details progress on combating drug cartels and illicit drugs. Christian Goodwin has more on News Radio 92.3.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Drug Enforcement Administration made a number of busts across the U.S. over the 4th of July weekend, including in Columbia, South Carolina,
where they seized 71 kilos of fentanyl and 20 kilos of methamphetamine.
In Fresno, California,
24 pounds of car fentanyl disguised as real prescription pills.
Also seizing 706 pounds of methamphetamine hidden in a shipment of cucumbers in Gainesville, Georgia, noting several people taken into custody include undocumented immigrants who were previously deported. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Okay, mailing a letter is going to set you back today. Let me see here. Forever stamp increased from 73 to 78 cents. And the 1 ounce meter mail from 69 to 74 cents. Sports in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump attending the Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit, announcing $90 billion in domestic tech spending.
We're building a future where American workers will forge the steel, produce the energy, build the factories.
Several companies also participating in that Pittsburgh summit, billing Pennsylvania as a state to potentially power the future of artificial intelligence. A federal judge says the Trump administration cannot use the president's travel ban to keep 80 refugees from entering the country.
Judge Jamal Whitehead in Seattle said the order the president signed in June, keeping people from 12 countries from traveling to the U.S., explicitly says this order does not limit people's ability to seek refugee status. So he ordered the administration to resume letting these 80 particular people in.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air. Tune in this Thursday at 9. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, tropical moisture is surging east of the Florida Peninsula as Invest 93L sets the stage for several days of widespread rain along the peninsula. As the system shifts into the eastern Gulf tomorrow, the NHC is giving it a 40% chance of tropical development over the next couple of days. The system, moving westward, will track well south of Pensacola. The advisory includes Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama as
okay,
well.
Yeah, all right. Here's your second story this afternoon. The Escambia School Board voting today on updates to its Challenge Books policy. The policy modifications come after the school board voted to remove banned and challenge books from the Escambia Public Schools media centers. Once approved, the updated policies will classify the school board's decisions on challenge books.
All right, and your third top story this afternoon. 86% of locals say the high cost of parking at the Beach Air Show will stop them from attending future events. It was the number one complaint this past weekend. Some attendees paid hundreds of dollars for a spot, and now the locals want to know why. Escambia Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger announced a plan on Monday addressing traffic congestion at the beach. She emphasized the need to optimize the casino beach parking lot.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, we finally heard from the mayor's office regarding the sudden departure of former police chief Eric Randall last week. Mayor Reeves says the online conspiracy theories surrounding Randall's replacement just not true, and there were no behavioral issues related to the decision. Mayor D.C. Reeves.
While I understand this decision may have seemed abrupt externally, if you know me well, we don't make decisions flippantly or without data. I was elected to work for the 55,000 people who live here. In this strong mayor form of government, to serve our constituents effectively, my primary function is to serve and lead the 850 people who work for the city of Pensacola, including the 170 sworn officers among the 230 PPD employees.
Then it was time to hear from the new acting PPD chief, Captain Christian Brown.
I have worked for the city at the Pensacola Police Department for over 29 years, and this is an unbelievable, unexpected honor that I get to hold this position and see my co-workers, brothers and sisters, and other members of the department and the city grow with us as we go through this transition.
Okay, Brown said the city had unknowingly prepared her for this job through education and confidence in her abilities. D.C. Reeves will join Andrew McKay 7:40 tomorrow morning. Then Captain Brown appears on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew Thursday at 7:40.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The 2025 MLB Home Run Derby kicking off All-Star Week in Atlanta on Monday, and Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners proving why he leads the league in home runs this season.
And he goes deep to center! Gone!
It's courtesy of ESPN. Coming into the Derby on Monday, Raleigh's 38 homers before the All-Star break was the second most all-time behind Barry Bonds, who hit 39 back in 2001. But last night, Raleigh smacked 54 homers over the wall in three rounds, outlasting the field and winning the Home Run Derby, becoming the first catcher to ever win the competition.
It means the world, you know. I could hit zero home runs and I would have had just as much fun, so I just can't believe it won. It's unbelievable.
It's courtesy of ESPN. Raleigh also becoming the first Seattle Mariner to win the Derby since Ken Griffey Jr., who won the competition three times in his career. The competition last night is part of the buildup to the 2025 MLB All-Star Game tonight on Fox, and it will be a homecoming of sorts for some former Atlanta Braves players who will return as All-Stars for their new teams. Los Angeles Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman and New York Yankees pitcher Max Fried will suit up for their respective squads. The National League hosting the American League, and the NL will try to win the Midsummer Classic as the home team for the first time since 2011 when the game was hosted by the Arizona Diamondbacks. Coverage gets underway tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern on Fox. And some news breaking in the NBA on Monday. Philadelphia 76ers star Paul George undergoing arthroscopic knee surgery to treat an injury he recently suffered during a workout. The 35-year-old will now begin a rehab program and will be reevaluated before the start of training camp in September. George played only 41 games last season while dealing with a number of injuries. It's the fifth time in 6 years he's played fewer than 60 games. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Tony Genualdo.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And Portland's expansion WNBA team now has a name, and it's a familiar one. The team will be known as the Portland Fire. That's the same name used by the city's original WNBA team that played from 2000 until 2002. The new version of the Fire will begin play next season, along with the Toronto Tempo, bringing the number of WNBA teams up to 15. The league has also announced that it will be adding teams in Cleveland, Detroit, and Philly between 2028 and 2030. They made that announcement last month.
Okay, NFL Hall of Famer John Elway will not be facing any charges as the death of his former agent, Jeff Spurbeck, is ruled an accident. Marianne Rafferty has this report from Denver.
62-year-old Spurbeck reportedly fell off a golf cart, striking his head on asphalt, and died days later at a hospital in Palm Springs. Elway was at the wheel, the NFL Hall of Famer wrote in a statement to ESPN following the incident. He says, quote, "There are no words to truly express the profound sadness I feel with the sudden loss of someone who has meant so much to me. Jeff will be deeply missed for the loyalty, wisdom, friendship, and the love he brought into my life and the lives of so many others." The Riverside County Sheriff's Office releasing a statement saying they determined that the incident was a tragic accident with no evidence of criminal activity or intent.
All right, and the Tampa Bay Rays could soon have new owners. The Athletic reports current owner Stu Sternberg has reached a deal in principle to sell the MLB team to a group led by a Jacksonville developer for $1.7 billion. The sale could close as early as September and includes plans to keep the team in the Tampa Bay area with a preference for Tampa over St. Pete. Sternberg bought the team in 2004 for $200 million.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Dodgers and Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees are currently the two biggest stars that Major League Baseball has to offer. And even though I believe Tarek Skubal of the Detroit Tigers is slightly better, I think the third biggest star Major League Baseball has is Paul Skenes of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And even though the All-Star game isn't really my thing, it will be cool to see Skenes start for the NL and Skubal start for the AL tonight. And after both exit the game, you could probably shut the All-Star game off and head to bed. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get a $15 prepaid MasterCard after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers.
So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
If Twisted Tea was your best friend, they'd start a dance party in the supermarket that turns into a pool party at your place, and you don't even own a pool. Twisted Tea is smooth, refreshing, and always fun. Twisted Tea hard-ass tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, three U.S. senators are urging the Trump administration to get behind a push to raise the mandatory retirement age of pilots. I don't know why they haven't done this before. I think the mandatory age now is 65 years old. That they have to stop flying.
Yeah.
In my opinion, they're still young. I say, yeah, extend that age. Anyway, Tanya J. Powers in with more.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, and Democratic Senator Mark Kelly sent a letter to Secretary of State Marco Rubio urging him to advocate at the International Civil Aviation Organization, an agency of the UN, for raising the mandatory pilot retirement age. In 2023, Congress rejected a push that would have raised it from 65 to 67 years old. International rules prevent pilots older than 65 from flying in most countries outside the U.S. The Airline Pilots Association is pushing back on the idea, saying that it could cause airline scheduling and pilot training issues, as well as require reopening pilot contract talks. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Well, I'm just thinking about how the older you get, you know.
Be kind. Real kind.
It can be
you're
all
treading real thin waters.
If
here.
You were to have a health episode, or if your eyesight were to worsen, it's all the bigger of a detriment if you're in the air.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Amen, brother. Okay, some ice cream makers. Very well said there, Austin. Some ice cream makers are planning to phase out artificial dyes from their products over the next couple of years. Alexandria Hoff has more.
This is the latest voluntary move by an industry. It includes 40 companies who produce about 90% of the nation's ice cream. Now, the seven dyes being phased out of the ice cream industry mirror Secretary Kennedy's goal of eliminating petroleum-based color additives in the food supply by 2026. This comes as the FDA announces the approval of another new natural dye, a blue that comes from the gardenia plant. So consumer demand has clearly shifted from artificial colors as they have been loosely linked to hyperactivity in children. The literal roots of U.S. nutrition will today be discussed as Senator Roger Marshall and Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollins host an ag roundtable that's part of the MAHA movement, seeing how it all fits together.
And taking GLP-1 medications like Wegovy for weight loss doesn't replace the need for exercise and a good diet. That's the advice in a new paper from researchers at Mass General Brigham who say lifestyle factors are important to help reduce side effects since the drug reduces both fat and muscle mass. Keeping fit and eating well can be critical.
And when you have to buy that drug, your wallet gets slimmer as well.
Yeah.
A nationwide increase in deaths due to cancers linked with obesity is making the news today. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. A study shows an increase in obesity-related cancer deaths in the U.S. The research looked at more than 30,000 deaths linked to obesity-related cancers from 1999 to 2020. The study found the age-adjusted mortality rate skyrocketing from more than 3.7 million to more than 13.5 million, tripling over two decades. The study also found women, older adults, Black people, Native Americans, and people in rural areas were affected most. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says obesity is connected to at least 13 types of cancer, including colon, uterus, liver, and more. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
445 News Radio 92.3. I do hope you're having a good day today. Thanks so much for having us on. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, we got our usual backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But we got worse congestion than usual on North Davis Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards I-10 or southbound towards Olive. And got some backups on I-10 itself, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Last major spot's going to be the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. There was an accident reported there earlier this afternoon. As for your local weather, 97 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Next couple days, got some rainfall chances creeping up with the highs creeping down.
Yeah, we're not the only place that has those wet conditions kind of moving in. Wet conditions are expected for much of the U.S., by the way. Janice Dean in with the Fox Weather Forecast.
Heavy rain and flash flooding will be an issue for the next few days across the country, including the Mid-Atlantic and the Appalachians through Wednesday. The Midwest and Plain states are active with thunderstorms and heavy rain, which could lead to flooding, and a tropical disturbance over Florida heading into the Gulf will bring several inches of rain through the weekend, especially for Florida's west coast. Summer heat and humidity spreading across much of the eastern U.S. over the next few days. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
All right. Inflation ticked up slightly for the month of June. Jenny Casola in with the details today.
The consumer price index rose 0.3% in June from May, up just 0.2% for core CPI, excluding food and energy. For the year ending in June, the CPI was up 2.7% and the core reading up 2.9%. Though some of the readings are slightly higher than previous CPI reports, the numbers matched or were not as severe as economists were predicting. Inflation measured by the CPI rose to 9.1% in June of 2022. The highest level in almost 41 years. The Federal Reserve meets at the end of this month, but most economists do not expect an interest rate cut that soon. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. With selling activity picking up steam late in the session, stocks finished the trading day mostly lower. The Dow Industrials dropped 436 points, or 1%, and the S&P 500 eased 24. But led by NVIDIA's 4% leap, the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite tacked on 37 to notch another fresh closing high. Reporting results after the closing bell, J.B. Hunt posted about as expected second quarter earnings and revenue. Investors, they're not impressed. The Arkansas-based trucking company firm shares are down 2% in after-hours trading. If you're a big streamer, you'll know these shows. Severance, The Penguin, The White Lotus, Hacks, and The Studio. They're among the television shows that earned numerous nominations for the 77th annual Primetime Emmy Awards. Among the nominations announced this morning, the first ever Emmy nom for veteran movie star Harrison Ford for his supporting role in the Apple TV comedy Shrinking. The awards to be handed out September 14th. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Tesla sales continuing to slow today as the electric vehicle maker is launching a new international market. Could be a little confusing. Jenny Casola returns with the report.
Cox Automotive says U.S. Tesla sales in the spring quarter were down 6% from a year ago at about 311,000 vehicles. It's the first quarterly decline for Tesla since 2021. Sales of the updated Model Y crossover SUV improved, but Cybertruck sales were down 51% from a year ago. Electric vehicle purchase tax credits expire in the U.S. in September. Cox Automotive expects record sales in the current quarter as car buyers look to save before the expiration. Tesla also just launched its Model Y SUV in India. The long-range price there starts at just under $79,000. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And medical debt will remain on credit reports after a federal judge vacated a Biden-era rule. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau rule would have removed the debt, however. The judge found that the rule exceeded the Bureau's authority under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. An estimated $49 billion in medical bills would have been removed from the credit reports of about 15 million people. It would have also banned lenders from using certain medical information in loan decisions.
All right. Senate set to vote on legislation that would regulate stable coins, type of cryptocurrency. Lauren Simonetti is in on News Radio 92.3.
Fireworks expected at the end of the week when the House votes on the Senate's Genius Act on stablecoins. President Trump today says, quote, the Genius Act is going to put our great nation light years ahead of China, Europe, and all others. Stablecoins have been described as the iPhone moment for the financial sector, when developers realize their scale and how they can modernize the traditional financial system. Shiraz Shear is the head of payments at the Solana Foundation.
These are digital dollars. Blockchains are decentralized and permissionless infrastructure, which affords a lot of the benefits to stablecoins because they can be passed without intermediaries or controls or fees.
In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox Business.
Chris, you a fan of In-N-Out?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Number one animal style. That's the best.
That's the, if you go to In-N-Out, that's order number one animal style. You'll love me.
Well, it's good that you said number one, because In-N-Out is topping Love Foods 2025 sure. list of America's best fast food burger chains.
It is.
The California-based chain beat out 41 other U.S. restaurants to secure the top spot, despite being relegated to the western region of the country. Steak and Shake, Shake Shack, Tucker's Onion Burger, and Habit Burger and Grill respectively made the top five.
And In-N-Out Burger, when you're going into an In-N-Out Burger, they take a potato. Okay, and they got a machine that they push it down, and it makes your French fries right there fresh. It's great. Hey, Zoe, Ron, ma'am, Danny is meeting with New York business leaders today following their concerns on his proposed business policy. Now, this is getting weird in New York, but we're following it for you. I guarantee you'll know what's going on. I promise you this. Here's Brian Linus in NYC.
This conversation with 140 business leaders is being moderated by the CEO of Pfizer, as well as the CEO of the real estate firm Tishman Speyer. The head of the partnership group tells me business leaders today are concerned about Mamdani's comments about Israel and his lack of management experience as a 33-year-old assemblyman, but mainly they're concerned about his socialist ideas. Mamdani says he wants to raise taxes on corporations and millionaires to pay for free universal childcare, free bus transit, rent freezes, and government-run grocery stores. Mamdani was asked whether his intention today was to reassure these business leaders.
4:52, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some frivolous headlines for you as we help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barberry, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barberry Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
During the month of July, score incredible savings on American-made flooring at Jonathan's Flooring. Like 5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $299, now only $249 a square foot. Or 6.5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $399, now $329 a square foot. The Made in America sales event happening throughout the month of July at Jonathan's Flooring, 9320 North Palafox, and online at jonathansflooring.com.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar pulled pork sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sonnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
.455 heads up Pensacola. Yep, the man of the hour is moving in here, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Woohoo! Ask me. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, several spots of note. Still got some backups on Mobile Highway. If you're traveling northbound towards Michigan Avenue, there was an accident reported over there. Also got some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. 67. And, glossed over this one. I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp is still very rough at this time. Be on the lookout for that. As for your weather, 97 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Going to have rainfall chances over the course of the next several days.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Beyoncé has been robbed. That's the key factor here. That's our leadoff story on the pop news stories. Some of her most sensitive files, songs, the lyrics, a whole production value here, smashed and grabbed. She's pretty upset about it. Michelle Polino has more.
Music and confidential materials belonging to Beyoncé were stolen from a rental car in Atlanta, according to a police report filed by her choreographer and a dancer. The theft took place July 8th, just 2 days before Beyoncé's four-night run at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Among the items taken, 5 thumb drives containing unreleased tracks, video footage, tour plans, and set lists. The Atlanta Police Department said that an arrest warrant has been secured for a suspect, though no name has been released. According to the report, the trunk window of their Jeep Wagoneer was smashed, and 2 suitcases were gone. Also stolen, 2 MacBooks, Apple headphones, designer clothes, and accessories. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, can you imagine going out on the street and trying to sell that stuff? You know, you just got all this.
That's how you get caught.
That's exactly right. Hey, listen, one of the world's busiest airports thinks passengers want to hear more of the sounds of one of the world's busiest airports. Yeah, I can be confusing. Just follow me here. Jonathan Savage is in London this afternoon. It's in the middle of the night. He files this report for us.
If your airport experience isn't airporty enough, why not head to London Heathrow? Heathrow is piping this across its terminals this summer. Composer Jordan Raquet says it's made entirely using the sounds of an airport, including, he tells us, boarding calls, baggage belts, and even the buzz of a jet engine. We're told the goal is to increase excitement and anticipation. The airport's reputation took a hit earlier this year when a fire at a nearby electrical substation caused over 1,000 flights to be cancelled. In London, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
You know, you had mentioned Beyoncé just a moment ago. Well, several Beyoncé fans in Atlanta are recovering after a screaming train passenger caused a stampede after her show last night. 9 people were injured at a MARTA station following a Beyoncé concert at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. According to police, the incident was triggered by a person screaming and running, causing a stampede on an escalator that suddenly sped up and stopped. 8 people were taken to the hospital with 7 sustaining cuts and scrapes and 1 having a broken ankle.
Did I mention to you I'm glad I was not in Atlanta for that show?
You've said it now, and that's all I need.
But a show I wish I would have been at, because I know you don't like him, but Neil Diamond.
He's all right.
He made a rare, you know, he's been out of the scene for 7 years. He's been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Ooh.
And this was a rare performance. I actually saw Neil Diamond in Los Angeles at the Greek Theater one time. Just amazing. Anyway, 7 years later, he cranked it back up and wowed the crowd. Here's Michelle Polino.
Neil Diamond made a rare public appearance Saturday night, surprising audiences at the Pantages Theater in Los Angeles during a performance of A Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond musical. 7 years after retiring from touring following his Parkinson's diagnosis, the 84-year-old music legend led an impromptu sing-along of his iconic hit Sweet Caroline from the audience to thunderous cheers. The Beautiful Noise tour runs at the Pantages through July 27th. The musical traces Diamond's life and music. It debuted on Broadway in 2022 and wrapped up its New York run in June of last year. Since his 2018 diagnosis, Diamond has largely stayed out of the spotlight. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, we're going to update you on the tropical moisture surging across the state in less than 12 minutes. We'll also look at the news. Hey, thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. See you in about 12 minutes.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.